And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, and it is our Christmas spectacular. What a spectacular day so far, and plenty, plenty more. It's so fun listening to the creativity of our listeners. A lot of texts, a lot of phone calls. We love the phone calls. We love the texts, but the phone calls are really what drives this show, like Ricky said earlier, and so we encourage you to join us. And the list of prizes this year, just phenomenal, thanks to our great sponsors.
I'm blown away. Yeah, I mean, these are, I mean, one, it's a ton of prizes, but every one is huge. So let me run down the list again. I'll try to be quick, but it's a lot. So prize number one is an assortment of Seaguard gold fluorocarbon. You're going to get a bunch of different sizes and a bunch of Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks. Like Pete said, different sizes, ringed versions, non-ringed versions, but a bunch of Gamakatsu hooks. Plus, you're going to get a Bill Varney all-in-one surf fishing kit. It includes his book, a waste base bucket, bait bucket, egg sinker, swivels, hooks, leaders, hand-picked surf grubs for surf perch, and a surf fishing ID card, and of course that great 2024 Bill Varney calendar. That's all one prize. Next prize, a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego, plus a $125 gift certificate from Cal's Custom Built Reels. Next prize, an overnight fishing trip from Fisherman's Landing. That's good for any open party trip. Running overnight at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get a pair of, the next prize, Costa sunglasses. It's the Half Moon, a great style of Costas with that 580 lens, and one of Jerry Taggart's chumming flags, so a really cool prize. Next up, we got that Shimano Torium 14 HG reel. We talked about that earlier. Fantastic reel for one lucky caller or texter. 25-pound live bait reel, an awesome, awesome reel. Next up, one of the jewels, maybe the nicest two-speed that's ever been made, and that's a Shimano Talica 12 two-speed reel, an amazing reel for one lucky caller or texter. And then last but most certainly not least, a $300 shopping spree at aftco.com and a morning of calico fishing with the man, the sports barber, Captain Alex Renz of Paris, Uncle Al, as we affectionately call him, is going to take one of our listeners on one of his famous morning calico runs out of Dana Point Harbor. So yeah. a really cool list of prizes.
Yeah, seven prizes in all great packages. And the number, of course, 213-432-1090. Guess what? We did it again, Rick. We broke the phones.
No.
We broke the phones. Thanks to you out there. We overloaded the system. It's being reset right now.
Yeah.
So stand by. If you're on the phones, if you're standing by, it shouldn't be long. We should be ready to go back up on the phones here. But in the meantime, got a great text here from Ryan in Irvine. He says, good morning, gentlemen. An amazing show today. And he says, here's my fishing Christmas carol I wrote. And again, bear with me because I'm certainly not a great lyricist or a singer here. Merry Fishman. We wish you a Merry Fishmas. We wish you a Merry Fishmas and a whole lot of gear. Good biting to all. No fish do we fear. Good biting for Fishmas and throughout the new year. So bring me some jigs and swim baits. So bring me some jigs and swim baits. So bring me some jigs and swim baits for a tuna so near. And don't forget to renew your fishing license or turn 24.
Oh, man. One more bar, I was buzzing you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I told you.
And that's the problem with the text. Okay, so if he would have called and read this himself, he would have been far in advance. But when you have me read it, big trouble.
Good job, Ryan.
Good point there. But I will remind you, as far as 2024, don't forget we have a 365-day fishing license. So you don't necessarily need to remember. You just need to remember the date that you renewed your license. But I will say this. Fish and Wildlife is pretty good about sending you an email to say, don't forget to renew your fishing license.
So that's the only downside to the 365 license.
Yeah.
I know the upside is, you know, there's so many. And I have to stay a creature of habit. You know, it's always a Christmas gift. That was a tradition my dad and I shared forever. My dad would buy my license and I would buy his, and now Dallas has carried that on. So I buy Dallas her fishing license every year and she buys mine. But I always worry that, man, if I don't do it at the beginning of the year, it's one of those things that's so automatic that, you know, just forget if we don't. But yeah, good call, Ryan, and a great text. I had another great text while we're waiting for our phones to get rolling. And this was, Merry Christmas and good morning to Pete and Rick. This is my favorite show of the year. Unfortunately, I don't have a fancy jingle or a tune, but I listen to every show every weekend, and I try to make my mom listen too. So one day I can convince her that it's completely safe to go out fishing with me on one of the sport boats. I have her listening to the show, and she doesn't know that I'm texting the show, so please tell Kathleen that it is totally hands down beyond safe to go fishing on a sport boat. It's my Christmas wish that my mom will come out fishing with me one day. Merry Christmas once again from Jason in Ocean Beach. So
yeah, yes it is.
Kathleen, go fishing. It is. It's a really good time. What you need to do is pick a nice day with good weather. You can enjoy the sights and you can enjoy the sounds and the smells and have a great burger on the way out and, you know, go enjoy some time with Jason, and I assure you, that is one thing that we don't talk about enough, and the reason we don't talk about it is because things so rarely, virtually don't happen, is our boat is, our fleet is amazingly safe. Think about the thousands, tens of thousands of people that go out and come back safely absolutely every day, every trip, every everything. I mean, what passenger carrying organization has a track record like our San Diego sport fishing fleet?
None.
Sure, not the buses and the trolleys and everything else.
Or the airplanes
are in. Yeah, hundreds and thousands of people all the time going out and coming back, and it's a very safe, very regulated. Kathleen, you'll have a great time. Go fishing with Jason. You guys will have a great
business
trip. And
it's not just about fishing. It's about being out on the ocean. And beautiful, and like Ricky says, pick the right day, and you'll be hooked. I promise.
Especially if you guys live in OB, it's a great perspective. You know, jump on the new C4, jump on the Dolphin, jump on the Daily Double, and you know, go fishing and enjoy the coastline. You're gonna see your house from the other direction. It's just fun.
This time of the year, you have whales to watch.
Totally.
And, you know, all year long, you have dolphins and other whales to watch. I mean, literally, There are a lot of companies that make a living off of just taking people out on the ocean to look at whales. Think about that. When we go fishing, we get the whale watching and we get the fishing experience. So it's like two for one.
No doubt about it.
Two for one there. So a lot of good texts. And here's another one here. We're still waiting for our phones to get back up. Be patient. I know JP and the engineers at Sports Grid are working diligently trying to get that. And this is an ode to Rick Maxa.
Oh,
how about that,
okay.
Huh? All right. There's an angler who's savvy and slick and skilled with a 10-foot jig stick. For fishing and gear, he's a wizard. That's clear. None other than Rock Cod Rick.
Hey,
that's pretty good, huh?
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, that's from John and Mira Mesa. And Merry Christmas to John. Appreciate that. Looks like we're back up on the phone.
Hey,
all right. Good. All right, so let's jump back into it.
So it was funny watching the phone lines not... Christmas Spectacular, obviously, super popular. And, like, the second that a phone line drops off, there's another one, you know, that's coming back in there. And when all of a sudden they weren't getting refilled, like, uh-oh, that's not good.
We broke them, indeed,
that's what happened. Yeah. And same thing happened last year. They just got fully overloaded, but great job, JP, getting us back up and running.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Steve. He's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Great show. Hey, best friends are made for fishing, and let me tell you why. Whether it's pre-dawn at the ramp or on the bay at night, they're just like you are, yearning for that bite. It could be dodos on a patty, bombers on the nine, like sea bass at the islands, or a halibut on the line. This is camaraderie. This is precious time. And when the fish won't cooperate and you've exhausted all your gear, just the perfect opportunity to laugh, share some stories, crack open an ice cold beer. There's always next time, regardless if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, you'll always know exactly who you're going to call. Merry Christmas to all of my best friends and those I've yet to meet. Be healthy, happy, and wise, and spiritually replete. Thank you.
Steve,
really nice.
Great one, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome job.
Very good. Merry Christmas to you, Steve, and thanks for the efforts. We sure appreciate that. Let's jump back into the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Dave, calling from Poway this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Well, it's time to celebrate. Good morning.
it's time to celebrate the season, and in this Christmas season tale, let's celebrate the seas on the boats of our magnificent sport fishing fleet. Oh, it's been a grande year for our San Diego anglers once again. We set out for the horizon, exploring the outer limits with a spirit of adventure in mind. The intrepid voyager and all of us enjoyed our independence on the water with a relentless quest for success and Highliner hopes that each trip would be a prime-time producer. Many an American angler set out from Point Loma. For some, the trip count was Red Rooster 3. For other old-timers, it was Seasons 34 on Sea Adventure 80 or Ranger 85. Many a Pacific dawn was spent roaming the Aztec or Cortez waters with a sea watch lookout yearning for a T-bird sighting or a jig strike game changer. From the time we celebrated Old Glory in our Constitution, there were many premier Top Gun 80 days, as our vagabond Islander anglers will attest. It's become a year-round thing, truly the stuff of legend. And to that, we raise an ice-cold Pacifica. Regardless of the outcome, we felt lucky, be it enjoying the intrigue of dolphin swimming in cobalt waters off the bow, or simply the good fortune of being at liberty on another ocean odyssey. Some just couldn't get enough, and it was a daily double experience. Our lady anglers enjoyed feeling like a Mission Belle or Pacific Queen. Our guys reveled in feeling like El Capitan. In a variety of ways, out on the ocean, we all feel like a real champion. And now, at Christmas time, we're prompted to ponder the heavens, recalling that just as the Polaris Supreme guided seafaring travelers for centuries, the Royal Star guided the wise men to the site of Christ's birth. Like them, we humbly pay tribute to that wondrous, miraculous legacy, and we joyfully celebrate the Christmas season. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year.
Very nice, Dave.
That was creative,
all right,
buddy. Good
very
job.
Very creative. Nice job, Dave. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate
that was a lot of boats in our fleet.
That was a lot of boats. You kind of covered a lot.
That was great.
For sure.
Hey, I wanted to switch up to a great text that we had. It says, good morning, gentlemen, and happy holidays. Another awesome year. And in some ways, a little bittersweet. We had to say goodbye to a couple of our great friends in Rancho Leonero and getting to hear the cast man every week. But we already have new fins filling those voids, like Rick's son's a perfect example. My Let's Talk Hookup haiku, 32 great years will come due to all, 32 great years will come due, all we need are fish. Thanks for being there for me every weekend. Love the show, Mark in Temecula.
Very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it,
you
Rick.
You got it, man. Let's do this. How about this time we talk to Gary? He's calling us from up in Sacramento this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, fellas. I got a short story for you. It happened like 50 years ago, so bear with me. Me and my cousin were fishermen at 9 years old, and we used sticks and whatever we could use for poles. And one day, the older fellas told us about a spot, just walk out of town, hike out of town about a mile, and fish off this bridge. But you have to fish at night for these 5-pound catfish. So we went, and 2 weeks in a row, no luck. We couldn't figure it out. And the guy said, well, what were you using for bait? We said worms. He goes, oh, you got to use clams. So we went and got some clams. We devised an idea that we're going to spend the night. So I told my parents I was going to spend the night at his house and vice versa. Well, we walked out of town and got to that bridge, spent the night. I'm a little chilly out here. Spent the night, and found out that morning while we weren't catching anything. We woke up, looked out, and that bridge was over railroad tracks.
Wow. Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the story. Appreciate that. And thanks for the call this morning.
Yeah, all right. Let's jump right back into them and talk to John. This John's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. And I've got a sort of a little analogy or a little story. There was a great Bible story about the wise King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, and he said to seek wisdom. Well, I think fast forward now to the 80s when your show started, Pete. A wise man once said to Pete, hey, kid, I think you have something here. And since then, we've all listened to the wise men that you assemble every week to teach us all about fishing and all about boating and keeping us safe on the water. And it's a real testament to Let's Talk Hookup, and I really appreciate it all these years. And Merry Christmas,
right,
everyone.
John.
Thanks, John.
Nice of you to say.
Merry Christmas. That's really a nice one for sure. All right. Hey, phones are packing up. 213-432-10. I need JP's a busy guy.
You got that right, yeah. Man. He's next up, we're going to talk to Rich, and Rich has called us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Merry Christmas, gang. I got a true story, and it's one of the reasons that we go fishing. It's because when we're out there fishing, we're actually out there for the memories. You know, we think we're going for the fish, but it's the memories. I was at in San Dimas at Frank G. Benelli Park, Pudding Stone. I was out there gathering a memory with my dad. We were fishing for bass, and along came the trout truck. And this was just about the time that the rumors of people throwing things that were called AC plugs that we'd never seen before were catching giant bass on trout imitations. And what they were doing was following the trout trucks around. Well, the trout truck showed up, and I didn't have any giant trout plugs, but we had crankbaits tied on. Figured, well, okay, we're going to go over there. We're going to throw these crankbaits around, and almost immediately we started hooking up with the trout that were there because they seemed to be pretty hungry. And tied up to the dock right next to where they dumped the trout in is this real pretty ski boat, and it's got tuck and roll and pink and purple, and I think it's got pink carpet. And I'm winding in this trout, and this guy comes walking down to the dock to the boat, and he's about 6'40", all rippled in muscles, and he's got real tiny tight shorts and a tank top and showing off all of his muscles. And he watches me winding in this trout, and he says, oh, anything that's caught within 5 feet of my boat is mine. And I said, oh, okay. So I unhook this trout, and I toss it over into his boat, and it starts doing backflips, and it's like the Olympic judges are holding up cards that say 9, 9, 10, except for the Russian judge that holds up a 6. And he's chasing this trout all over his boat while it's flipping around, and it goes back into the water. In the meantime, I see this blood coming off of the trout all over his boat, and I'm going, oh, no, this is not going to be good. Here's this big old muscly guy, and I got blood all over his boat.
Don't like the fish slime. Well, a great story, Rich, for sure, and a little bit of a long story, but a fun one for sure, no doubt. Merry Christmas, buddy, and appreciate you sharing the time and the good fun with us for sure. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Want to remind you, this catch report is sponsored by our great friends at Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros in San Diego. Coming soon is that all-new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Plus, with the addition of new team members, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. And we got the man, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rick and Pete. Kelly Girl want to make sure to tell you guys Merry Christmas and everybody out there that supports us. Thank you very much for a phenomenal year.
Same to you.
And then, Pete, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about fishing wise. I just wanted to throw this out there. I don't have a poem or anything, but I listened to you 32 years ago. I used to maneuver the boat to be in a spot where we could catch the signal. I mean, people didn't understand why we were fishing where we were fishing, but I wanted to hear you, and I would dream about an opportunity to be on your show. And then when that came true 12 years ago, I'll tell you what, I am very proud to be a part of this. Just like Gundy said, I'm happy to be part of the family. Rick, I loved you since you were a little kid on the show. It was spectacular to listen to you. I'm so happy that I'm part of the family. So I just wanted to throw that out there. That's what I got. Add to the show.
That's cool. And we're thrilled to have you a part of the family. You bring so much knowledge and entertainment to the show, Dave. And
thank
so
you
much
very,
so
very
that
much.
Even you're part of the songs and the poems today, I'm sure you heard.
Yes, I did. I've been listening to every part of it. It makes me feel really good. Real quick, I'm just going to throw this out there. Sea bass bit yesterday. Sea bass, I know it's weird, but there was really good sea bass fishing for one of the boats out of Long Beach or LA Harbor. And I think it would have been good for a lot of boats, but no one was really fishing in between the weather and the storms. And then that's over at one of the islands. I'm not exactly positive. Danny and I talked. We don't know which island it was, but we'll get all that information for you and we'll have it for you. But Lobster fishing, epic, everywhere. So I just wanted to throw a couple reports out there. I want to hear the rest of the people, so that's all I got for you guys. Merry Christmas from the bottom of my hearts, Kelly and I. Hope everybody has a phenomenal year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Awesome. And, of course, fishdope.com. Merry Christmas to Danny and his whole team out there. And don't forget, you have one more week left to take advantage of that pre-price increase deal. Instead of $199, the new price, you get it for $169. You can add to your membership no matter how much time is left on your membership. Renew it now before the end of the year for $169, and you get another year of Fish Dope added on to your membership. And, of course, hook up now. The lowercase no space is your $20 code to save $30 now at fishdope.com on a new membership. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, check me out at Your Saltwater Guide. Your Saltwater Guide. We got you covered, whatever you need. And one big giant shout out one more time for Mark Wish. None of this would have happened if Mark didn't do this for me. So thank you very much, Mr. Wish, very, very much. And everybody out there, thank you for a phenomenal year, and I'll see you all next year.
Yeah, and we, and I'll tell you what, we miss Mark on the show. He's been part of the Christmas spectacular here, but he just decided to kind of stay home and hunker down with his lovely wife and family and listen to the show this year.
He's got to come back next year, though. That was the deal. He only got to eat. Get to take a break.
One break.
Yeah, you deserve, you know, Mark
out,
but it's not the same without him, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Merry Christmas to you, Dave, and thanks for all the kind words.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, you guys. See ya.
Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas. Hey, I want to remind you, if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using those great Gamakatsu hooks, I guarantee you're missing bites and you're missing opportunities. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And with big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not too oversized. Both come in ringed or non-ringed versions. You can see local dealers or check Gamakatsu.com, or better yet, win one of these prize packs today. Because one of those prize packs, in addition to the great Seaguar Gold fluorocarbon and all the killer surf fishing stuff from Bill Varney, is a whole bunch of Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hooks we're giving away that ended today's show.
Yeah, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Bart.
Merry Christmas, Pete. Merry Christmas, Rick. And Merry Christmas, Dave. He was just on.
Yeah.
What a great show. And I just want to contribute. I've been meaning to do this for years. I have a recipe. It's a short recipe, but it'll go quick. So if you have halibut in the freezer and you think that halibut isn't really perfect for serving as a main course, you defrost it in the refrigerator, then you take it to your barbecue and you cover it entirely with mayonnaise. You grill it until it's really cooked, and then you let it cool. Then you flake it. Then you can season it with salt and pepper and a thing called Beaumont seasoning, Beaumonde, and you can find that at different places, about a tablespoon. You mix it all together. It flakes up like a tuna salad would, but it's perfectly white, and it will disappear before you know it. We would do this for parties, and we put out this huge mound, and by the time I got back out from washing the dishes, most of it was gone.
Wow.
So that's a good tip for party recipe.
Yeah.
That's a great tip.
Easy.
That's a great tip, Bart. You know what's so great about that, too, is it's easy to come up with a recipe on the most killer piece of fresh fish that you just got. But you know what? Having some things in your back pocket for things that have been sitting in the freezer for a little bit that you know you need to enjoy is a really good call, man. Appreciate that, Bart. That was a great one.
How are the shows coming? It's just not far away. I mean, what are we looking at? 4 weeks from now, we're going to be at the Bart Hall Long Beach show. Is that right?
Yeah, so I was talking to Mike Lum the other day, and I said, yeah, I'm really, really stressed. I have so much to do. He says, yeah, I know. It's like you're sitting in a car, and you're on the railroad tracks, and you see the train coming.
that's your life right now, right?
That's my life right now, you know. And I'm trying to enjoy today and tomorrow, because Christmas, like Rick, I know you do, it's a big deal for you. It's a big deal for me, too. My dad always made it big, and I'll tell you that story sometime when you won't buzz me because it takes too long. But, it's just, I'm going to make the next 2 days good, and then we're right at it again, full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Awesome, buddy.
You know, Bart, I got to throw this out there, but one of our listeners sent in, I think it was a text yesterday or maybe an email to me or something like that, and he suggested having a public cigar tent at the shows, and calling it the Jack Nielsen cigar tent. And I tell you what, I think that's a great idea.
Well, we all recall the Jack Nielsen cigar tent. There's a picture of Jack hanging there, and of course, a picture of Jack and I. But you know what? That's a really good idea. If we have room, we will. I don't think we're going to have much room on that patio. We're adding some categories, you know, that we've been talking about for a couple of years, but this overland category is really starting to take off and off-road, so they take up a lot of room. Well, we put them outside, but,
Yeah, the overland. Yeah, overland is like quads and side-by-sides and that stuff. Is that what overland is?
More so like... go ahead, Bart.
More
so like it's just a trend of like truck vehicle camping, you know, using your rig that you dial in with all the aftermarket accessories, tent on top of the truck, keeping your truck like a self-contained unit to be able to go the distance. And there's lots of really cool trails and opportunities in Eastern Sierra and high desert and those kind of stuff.
Sure.
So it's like the building your rig to be able to go out, stay, be self-sufficient. And all the cool accessories that go along with it. Is that fair to say, Bart?
Yeah, that's a good explanation. And they're building products now to handle that. For example, last year at Del Mar, we had a travel trailer that was only 7 feet wide. Why is it only 7 feet wide? Because it could go on a trail. It wasn't built to go on the
right.
It could go on the freeway, but it goes on a trail much easier. So, you know, there's that kind of stuff.
Stuff
so,
like that. Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
But now back
and
to the cigar tent.
Of course you do.
Now, wait a minute, Bart. Back to the cigar tent. I got a marketing idea for you here. Because
okay.
You could get a cigar store or a cigar company to sponsor the tent.
Oh,
sell cigars at the tent.
There you go.
Dude. Yeah, but
there you go.
We're all the money that he's making on buying cigars every day.
Well, you know, as long as John Petty's around, he'll be hit to fly me. He forces me to smoke five a day. So.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Bart. We're very excited. What are the dates of the shows coming up?
In
Del Mar?
Long Beach is the 25th to the 28th. It's a Thursday through Sunday. Del Mar is the 15th to the 18th. Oh, that was January. And Del Mar is 15th to the 18th of February. And the boat show in Pomona is March 1, 2, and 3.
Well, Bart, it was a really big deal to get to push my first son around the Bart Hall show in a stroller, and now I'm stoked to be able to get to do it with both the boys. Can't wait. I'll definitely be there and really looking forward to the shows.
You know, that's a big thing to me, and I'm finding out it's a big thing to a lot of people. I'm talking to some manufacturers who really want me to accentuate that. The fact that so many people got started, like at the trout pond and all the things we have for kids. And yeah, it's a big deal. I'm so glad you have children, and I'm so glad that you said that. And I want to make sure that they're going to like it as long as they're around, you know.
It's family entertainment.
No doubt, man.
It's finest.
Family.
The Bart Hall shows. Hey, Bart, Merry Christmas to you and Jenny, and don't work too hard, okay?
Yeah, take it easy this weekend.
Yeah, for 2 days. Okay, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to Dallas. Merry Christmas to your children. Merry Christmas to everybody and Corey and everybody. So
thanks, Bart. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk up coming your way. We still got more phone calls. We still got more texts. The lines are packed up. You stay tuned. It's the Christmas Spectacular. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
The essential tool in your fishing arsenal is fishdope.com. It's such a bargain when you can get the current dope on what's biting and where. Prices have not gone up in many years, but now it's time. Starting January 1st, the full year membership goes up to $199. Still a super bargain for all you get. But if you renew your membership before the end of the year, no matter how much is left on your current membership, you can get the current price, saving you $30. If you're new to Fishdope, use the code HOOKUP NOW and save $30. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. So take advantage of this special offer, add another year to your membership and save $30 through December. Or new members, just use the code HOOKUP NOW and save. Check it out. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Dave Brown from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Okuma is proud to, once again, be a sponsor of the Hall Family Shows. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and see why Okuma is one of the world's leaders in fishing tackle. Check us out at OkumaFishingUSA.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are still packed up, but there's always a chance to get through. It's 213-432-1090.
All right, let's jump back into it.
Did a lot of conferencing with our esteemed panel of judges in here. Man, it's tight. It's a tight race this year.
Seven prizes up for grabs, and it's going to be a tough selection.
No doubt it is, man. I'm hoping we get a standout to make our lives a little easier because this is really tough. Well, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is what I'm thankful for. Everingham Brothers Bait, Summit Gas, Cedros Island, Bill Varney, Yamaha Outboards, Spectra, Costas, Buoy Weather, Bart Hall, the Coast Guard, Fisherman's Tackle, MC Wheatless, all the Calicos, and the best fishing show in the world. Let's Talk Hookup.
Really good, Bruce. Thank you.
Love it, Bruce.
Got him covered there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
How about a very long-time caller and friend of the show, Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
The Doug from Montebello.
The one and only.
Yeah, hi. I just got a quick question. Where did the term skunk ever come from, where you don't catch no fish?
Yeah, that's definitely a Doug and Montebello question.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You know, Doug, I couldn't claim to know the origins of it, but nobody wants to be sprayed by a skunk and nobody wants to catch no fish.
So yeah.
How it happened and where it happened, couldn't tell you, but I'm sure one has something to do with the other.
Yeah, and in Mexico they call it the El Rio Award, so which is the skunk. So, yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, while we're rolling through some texts here, we had another great one. And that was from Benton, calling us from Hidden Meadows this morning. What's up, Benton? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Merry Christmas, guys. It's great to talk to you. I really enjoy the show. I've been listening for I don't even know how many years. I think it was about 90, somewhere in there when I started. This is a poem. It's been awesome. This is a poem. Well, I'm going to start off by saying that I'm 64 years old, and this past year I had the misfortune of losing the second of my parents, making this the first year without my folks for Christmas. And this poem's for you, Rick, a new dad, and in memory of my father, Merle Aylshire. It's called Building of Life's Championship. Oh, I envy them as I see them there, under the sky in the open air, for out of the old long ago, from the summer days that I used to know, when I learned life's truths from my father's lips as I shared the joy of his fishing trips.
Wow. Really good.
You get me choked up there.
Yeah.
Great job, Benton.
Yeah, really, really good, Benton. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that. very much.
Yep, that's yeah, right. Good sentiment, buddy.
Nice,
I appreciate the
nice
kind words.
And really good, and I'm sure your dad would be very proud to hear that message. A nice text from our good friend Harry from Chula Vista. He just says, Merry Christmas to all, and thank you for the years of 32 in number, CCA, and all those who have made our lives better. And that's a nice message
yeah.
to all out there. And we appreciate that, Harry. Merry Christmas to you.
Another quick text. This is that I'd really like to thank Let's Talk Hookup from all the way back to Marty and Pete and John Ireland's retirement to the in-between. I've loved every show. And to the current of Pete, Rick, and Corey, I love everything you guys are doing, and I love my Let's Talk Hookup. It's from Gabriel and Fillmore.
Oh, that's nice. Here's a good one. This just came through. Charisse in Huntington Beach has a nice one here. It says, good morning and Merry Christmas. My boyfriend and I just went lobster hooping, so I have a little tune for you. And bear with me again.
All right.
With the singing. Oh, the weather outside was frightful, but the lobsters taste so delightful. Glow sticks like the way for all. Let them crawl, let them crawl, let them crawl. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought fresh chum for dropping. Limits of 7 for all. Let them crawl, let them crawl, let them crawl. That's really
oh,
good.
That's great,
Charisse. Even with my crappy singing, right? Charisse, well done.
Yep.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's going to be a tough
yeah,
poem to beat, Charisse.
That's a good one.
I like it. Well, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for joining us, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Good job there, Pete. I bet that John Ireland's heard you sing a few times. He'd be perfect
usually
for cigar.
Usually goes way better with tequila shots.
Yeah.
Where I find my tune.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that friendship. And then, Rick, I didn't even think about this, but you're at the trout pond at Fred Hall now. You're going to be rubbing novels with Tarl. You guys are going to be sitting there with your kids this time. How
yeah,
epic
yeah.
is that?
Can't wait, buddy. No yeah, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I just want to tell everybody, support everybody that supports this show, because they're all real people. We're all family. Joseph got me my house this year, and my first Christmas in my new house, thanks to him. And whoever went on that trip with the barber, bring some tape for your thumb, because you're going to learn what bass thumb is. And my tip for people, wash your line and wash your eyelids, because that's one thing we all miss. I see it a lot, the rusty eyelids. That's the first thing that's going to break on the rod. So always brush those out, and especially at the end of the year. So,
hey, and you
know
what
you
I want to mention?
Everything's
you
really good.
You mentioned Joseph Husseini, such a great guy, the angler's realtor, and I know you said you worked with him, and so many of our listeners have been working with him, and he's a good realtor.
What a
such a good guy.
What a cool fit for Let's
yeah.
Talk. You know, I mean, that's a fishing radio show isn't where you would think you would find your realtor, but man,
yeah.
Chuck's story is the same we hear over
yeah.
and over and over. He's just a regular dude. He's one of us who
yeah.
happens to be really, really good at his job.
Yeah.
Which is putting people into houses. Like, he's
yeah.
awesome.
And he's got a pretty good brother, too.
Yeah. Well, I still think
yeah, right.
he's
well,
the real star. Of the
no,
family.
Oh, Joseph is definitely, yeah,
yeah
for sure. But, yeah, if you're looking for a house and you're an angler and super straightforward, honest, Joseph Husseini, the angler's realtor, you can link that right on our Let's Talk Hookup webpage and find out more information about him.
And they got that killer software on evaluating your
right.
home, figuring out where you're at, you know, like, it's just awesome. He's a great dude and does a really, really good job.
Yeah.
And I'm so stoked that we've gotten to meet him.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for those nice words, too, Chuck. Merry Christmas to you. And thanks for being a regular contributor to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into it. And this time we're going to talk to Hills. Hills has caught us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Merry Hills. Christmas, you guys. I should have asked Pete to sing this song that I diddied up. But here it goes.
Shots of tequila first, please.
I know. Give me one. Okay. I'm dreaming of a white sea bass, just like in Western Outdoor News, with the sonar clicking and burgers flipping and telling stories all around. So may all your weather be right, and may all your fishing lines be tight. Merry Christmas.
I mean, Hills, you hit the high note. Like, you even hit the high notes, man.
Yeah.
No way. I mean, with all due respect, because he's my boss and one of my best friends, but ain't no way Pete could have hit those high notes, nor I, man.
Absolutely not.
Very nicely done, buddy. That was awesome.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Hills.
Appreciate that.
Hey, how about a quick text from Garrett Laguna Niguel with a fishing haiku? Says, gray light is upon us. A lone frigate dips and dives. Reel scream. Jolly full Merry Christmas, guys. Tight lines from Garrett and Laguna Niguel.
Really nice.
Quick and good one, Garrett. Nice job.
Nice good one, Gary. Garrett, we appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Tom calling us from Temecula this morning. Hey, Tom, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
You, buddy.
This little thing I put together was inspired by a fishing trip I took this year. And it's called Zero or Hero. And so here we go. When the bite slows and there's no fish in the sack, and the frustration has set in and patience runs out, don't go berserk. Get to work. Open your eyes and plagiarize. Watch what other guys are doing to catch fish. Change your bait often and hook the bait differently. Talk to a crew member when the fish are deep, go deep with a sinker or jig. And when the day is done and fish are in the sack, know this, you are blessed to be a hero and not a zero. Just a few simple rules we all know and sometimes forget. Tight lines and smooth drags to all. Merry Christmas.
What a cool combination of tips and rhymes and poems and the whole nine,
well
Tom.
Done,
very, very,
Tom.
Very nice. I love the open your eyes and plagiarize.
Yeah, eyes and plagiarize. In other words, watch what the guys that are catching are doing and plagiarize them. Yeah, for sure.
Nice
good
work,
stuff,
Tom.
Man. Very Merry Christmas to you, Tom. Tom from Temecula. Appreciate that very much. Here's a nice text here from Tom in Los Olivos. A lot of listeners there in the Central Coast, which love that area up there. Hello, Pete and Rick. Merry Christmas to you. Just wanted to say thank you for over the years for patronized businesses that you highlight on your show. And a big shout out to Bob Dawson at Dawson Travel Insurance. Saved me a lot of money last year. And yeah, indeed, if you're traveling and you don't have Dawson Insurance Services, get them because they are the best. No doubt about it, for sure. All right.
Let's jump back in. We got both phones and text standing by, and we're going to jump into the phones. This time talking to our buddy Jim from National Cities on the line. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Jim.
Hey, morning, guys. Real quick, I don't have a rhyme or poem. I went fishing that day that class was held in school, so anyway. But I got a quick story. I got a quick story of Rick. I took one of your employees, Vince. We went over to Jeff Roberto's sushi place and there in National City. Of course, Vince is a great repair guy and also a sushi lover. So we took him and his girlfriend and myself, and we went over and saw Jeff and went back in his sushi salon back there. And boy, he put a spread on for us, the three or four of us. Oh, Sandra, his girlfriend, was there. But what a deal Jeff did for us. And he appreciated meeting Vince, knowing the skills that Vince has with reel repair. You know, he's great with the reels. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of pass that on.
Very
thank
cool.
Thank Jeff on the air, Jeff Roberto. And, I'll leave you guys with that for Christmas, and be safe. Be safe, because it can be a jungle out there.
Yes, thanks, Jim. Merry Christmas to you. And, yeah, Jeff Roberto, Sushi on a Roll.
The man.
None better.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Hey, I have a great text from Paul in Fountain Valley here. He says, Merry Christmas, Paul in Fountain Valley, longtime listener, so I'm a longtime skydiver. My jump buddies could never understand why I love fishing, especially the long-range trips. My exclamation was, fishing is like Christmas. Every time you put your line in the water, or you don't know what present you're going to get, which is kind of true,
totally
right?
True, yeah.
And that's, you just never know.
It's coming from an adrenaline junkie there,
yeah,
too. That's pretty cool.
Jumping out of planes.
Hey, another fun text. This
one was, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Joseph Carter of Dana Point. I'm a longtime listener, and I remember back to the bad dog days of Ensenada, hearing the 976 bite reports.
Whoa, that statement.
Yeah, my old neighbor. My boat Wahoo is still in Marina Corral, and I'm hoping I can get you guys some reports from Ensenada in 2024. Cheers, and keep up the great work.
Cool. All
Joe,
right.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
Thanks.
Appreciate that very much.
Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
I got it. How about Roger from South Pasadena is on the line this morning. Hey, Roger, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we might have just dropped Roger.
Yeah,
there.
And I have a nice memory here, or a text from Carrie in San Diego. Always going fishing, but my favorite trip this year were the ones I didn't catch fish. What? Instead, I was helping kids catch their own fish. There you go. See? The kids from the Santee School District, Angel Tree Sport Camp, and Fish for Life were amazing, and it was an incredible year, Carrie.
That's so good, Gary. Nice job.
That is really good and good for you. And you know what? That's the thing about when we do trips with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. It's like, it's not about you and fishing. In fact, we don't even allow you to bring fishing rods when you go on those trips if you're going to be a helper. It's all about the kids catching fishing.
That's right.
Turn them on to the sport. And I think that is such a good sentiment carrying us into 2024 is, take a kid fishing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I know you're going to be taking some kids fishing.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Wyatt his first fish last year. He's like a bathroom fishing rod play toy every time at bath time, and he walks around the house with his, you know, little push button rod and reel, and he's already been down to the boat catching a fish, and I just can't wait to see it keep rolling. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, like Taro yesterday when we had on the show, took his 2-year-old out and he hooked a 4-pound bass.
Four and a half pounder.
Yeah, 4.5 pounder. Pull that in. I mean, that is just a precious memory forever, right?
There's some really cool picture on social media of the Liberty from quite a ways back of Owen, who's barely tall enough to hold it, but on top of the bait tank, holding the bait scoop, like getting ready, you know, like it's in his jeans, man. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And I have a feeling that both of your boys are going to be in their jeans too.
No doubt.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun down at the landing. You know, Roy Rose has a son that like is right in the same window as Owen and our boy. There's a lot of boys, and then Jen from the Shogun, same deal. There's going to be a lot of fun watching these guys all grow up together.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, so the sentiment here, Merry Christmas to everybody. Take a kid fishing, and Carrie carried that through. You have one?
Great take. Yeah, definitely. Just a short and quick one. Just hello, Pete and Rick, and Merry Christmas. I just want to say thank you guys for over the years. I really try to patronize all the businesses that highlight your show, and I want to say the biggest tip that I learned was travel insurance from Bob.
We talked about that.
Okay, and that's
good stuff. I mean, you talk about if you're traveling, like I'm going on this big, finally after 5 years,
right,
going on this Indonesian dive trip, and I have that insurance from Bob Doss. I'm going to be gone a couple of weeks, and I know I'm, you know, if something happens, I'll fly home and be safe, and the trip is covered, you know, no matter what, and it covers all of your trips throughout the whole year.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's a huge deal.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's winning all of these great prizes. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3856.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back. Okay, man, it is time. Ooh, I can't believe the Christmas Spectacular is over.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
And
year for this.
Thank you all, first of all. You're all winners in our eyes, but we can only have seven today. And a huge thank you goes out to JP on the phones back there at the Sports Grid Studios. Thank you, JP. It was his first Christmas Spectacular, and he survived it. Our phones didn't survive it for a little while,
it blew the phones out again.
But thank you, JP, for all your hard work. We really appreciate you and what you did throughout all the years of shows. But and especially for all the efforts that people spent, into doing this. It was it's always a fun show. It's a very different show, but I thought it was great today. And it's all about you out there. So thanks for the text. Thanks for the calls. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but we did quite a few.
It was a bunch. Yeah. Full sheets on both callers and texters. And I share the same, man. Thanks for all your hard work, everybody.
And our judges had really a hard time winning, trying to decide who won, because there's all a lot of winners.
And we had a lot of judges, you know, fighting back and forth. This was better, that was better. But we have come to the list, and let's dole it out. Okay, so starting with the assortment of Seaguar Gold Fluorocarbon, a bunch of Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks, plus all the great Bill Varney surf fishing gear, the book, the waste bucket, the sinkers, the hooks, the leaders, and your 2024 calendar, that is going to Dave in Powell. Next up, the full-day trip on board the San Diego, plus $125 from Cal's Custom Built Reels. That's Brian in San Diego, a great text. The overnight trip, going fishing at a Fisherman's Landing on any overnight open party trip. That's Matt in La Mesa for the great song. Pair of Costa sunglasses, the Half Moons 580 glass with a Jerry Taggart chumming flag. That's going out to Robert in Canyon Country. A brand-new Shimano Torium 14 HG reel. That's going to Hills and Ventura. A brand new Shimano Talica 12 two-speed reel. The sickest reel out there. That's going to Greg in San Clemente. And last but certainly not least, a $300 shopping spree to AFCO.com, as well as a guided fishing trip with the man, Captain, Uncle Al, the sports barber, our Calico captain. That's going to Charisse in Huntington Beach with that great lobster poem. Congratulations, you guys.
It was a lobster song. I may have made it sound like a poem, but it was a lobster song.
It was a song. You're right. It was really well done. And a lot of fun. You guys did a great job. I love this show. It's always fun to chuckle, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
And great job, everybody.
Super fun. And again, everybody's a winner. We had the judges really had a difficult time there to try and decide. We kind of worked on it throughout the whole break there and throughout the whole show, actually. It's like, okay, we have had kind of lists and and this huge panel of judges that we had assembled here.
Almost our problem is every year we have more and more judges, and we're going to have to start calling them back because everybody, I mean, there was a lot of ones that some of the judges put up there that didn't even make the list. There was a lot of fighting back and forth, but all in all, I think it was a great list and some very talented listeners, and I love the tip sharing. I love I love everything about it. It's a great show.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you all for your efforts, and thanks to our sponsors for donating those great prizes, and it's really, really fun. So we want to thank you for being a part of the 2023 Christmas Spectacular, and we'll be doing it again next year. Yeah, for sure. And of course, Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, we've been challenged a little bit on our Apple podcast. We're working on that. But again, if you want to get the podcast, the easiest way is just to download the app, and then you can download them right off the app onto your phone or your device and get it done. So thanks a lot for that. Thanks to JP for manning the phones, and thanks to all of you out there once again. Merry Christmas to you. Next Saturday, Matt Q and Matt V from Apto.
Hey,
that's
going to
be fun next Saturday, the last two shows of the year. And then next Sunday, Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk will be here.
That's a great show.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one here. 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday and Sunday. Merry Christmas. Be safe. Have fun. And we'll see you next weekend right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app.